Hi, this is a dictation for Kenneth Graham, K-E-N-N-E-T-H-G-R-A-H-A-M. Kenneth Graham visits Advanced Paint Care for follow-up visit, 3/15/2022. Is our date of service. Date of accident is 2/7/2022. Date of birth is 4/15/1974. The patient is here for various symptoms resulting from an automobile accident that occurred in a rear-ending accident, after which he hit the wall on the right side. The impact of this accident caused him bouncing across the freeway, all the three lanes, and then he landed up in the middle of the freeway at the end. This caused tremendous damage. The car was total, the frame was broken, and he had a head injury and injury to his face and neck whiplash. He started having headaches along with forgetfulness, nightmares, lack of focus, loss of concentration, and loss of memory, as well as started having seizure pain in the neck, right shoulder, and lower back, with radiation to the right arm and right leg anteriorly, off and on, involving second, third finger, and 1-3 toes as numbness and thumbnail. The headaches were 10 on his skin, 1-10. The patient offered to come to visit us after 10 days from the new visit, but he is here now. He reports at this time he is suffering from seizure headaches, which are 10, and they are mostly frontal, as well as in the back of the head and right temple and left temple, and seizure pain in the neck, lower back 9 on a scale of 1-10, and right shoulder pain is 9. He is unable to lift his right arm beyond 120 degrees of abduction. He also has a radiation of pain to the right arm anteriorly, involving first and second finger, and to the front of the right leg, all the way to the ankle, involving first, second, and third finger, toes. At this time, patient reports that the pain level has remained 9. However, the chest pain that was present earlier has now gone. He reports that he has not found any relief yet from any medications. He ran out of the medication. However, he never came back because the medication was given for only 15 days. Currently, he reports his general activity and mood and work is affected. 10, the walking ability, sleep, and enjoyment of life are affected. 8, mood is affected. 7, and relationship with other people is affected. 6, in the system repeat, patient reports severe dizziness, vertigo, headaches, vision disturbance, blurry vision, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, weakness, loss of balance, lack of focus, poor work performance, anxiety, panic. And he does not have any double vision or loss of memory. He has not been to any hospital for loss of balance. However, these symptoms have continued and unabated. In the pain and numbness, patient has a stiffness in the right shoulder, neck, and the lower back, as well as pain in the right shoulder, neck, mid-back, upper back, and lower back, with radiation to the right arm and right leg as pins and needle and nerve pain. He also has pain in the right hip and moderate difficulty walking. In the GI patient, denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, or any incontinence of the bowels, no history of stomach pain, blood in the stool, trouble swelling. In the GE, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In the respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, testing, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports no changes in the pain levels, and in fact, it has worsened. And patient reports no new accident, no new trauma, no new changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any trauma. Substance abuse, no substance abuse is reported. Compliance is the patient reports full compliance to the pain medicine regimen. The patient also files an affidavit that he's unable to carry out his ADLs, he's unable to do bathing, grooming, dressing, and changing the catheter, and ambulation is difficult, positioning, repositioning. He needs help in all of these areas, including eating, feeding, meal preparation, and transportation. And he needs some attended care temporarily to be able to get by. The physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 145 over 83, pulse is 84, and pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination from the previous visit of 2/18/2022, dictation number 0228-052 and 057. Kindly use the general review, musculoskeletal examination, and extremities examination, including the shoulder exam. And the plan of care is, the diagnosis will remain the same. Plan of care is as follows. I'm ordering an MRI for cervical spine, MRI for lumbar spine, and MRI for right shoulder without contrast immediately to identify the pathology bothering him with all these symptoms, and to craft an individual a treatment plan for this gentleman, Kenneth Graham. He's provided with naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory, 11 50 milligram at night, Flexeril 10 three times a day for muscle relaxation and increased blood removal of the spasm that he is exhibiting in the quadratus lumborum and trapezius muscles. Melatonin 10 at night is provided for sleep. Two refills are provided. This is also given for pain relief, narco 7.5 daily for 15 days to remove the pain. This therapy is ordered three times per week with the focus on the neck, lower back, and the shoulder hip pain. He's also provided with the attended care 4 hours, 7 days, and a hospital replacement service along with work disability and transportation. The patient is otherwise stable and he's comfortable with this protocol. And we've seen him 15 days time with the by the time the MRI will be available and further treatment will be updated. Thank you very much.